International inspectors have begun investigations into an alleged chemical attack near the Syrian city of Douma. A team of chemical experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, has been tasked with probing the site of the alleged attack east of the capital, Damascus. Experts arrived in Syria on Saturday. The Syrian government has promised to escort the inspectors and to help them go wherever they want. The Syrian army is accused by the West of carrying out the alleged chemical attack earlier this month. Damascus has strongly rejected those accusations. In 2014, Syria destroyed its stockpiles of chemical weapons under the supervision of the United Nations and the OPCW. Iran has strongly criticized the final communique of the 29th Arab League summit, saying the statement was influenced by Saudi Arabia's destructive policies. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said some clauses of the statement were just a repetition, of the past sheer lies and unsubstantiated allegations against the Islamic Republic. Behram Qasmi said the summit could have taken steps in the right direction to help restore stability and peace in the region. Qasmi stressed that Iran's policies are based on respect for the sovereignty of other states and good neighborly relations. During the summit, Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz criticized, quote, Iran's influence on Arab countries, saying it violates the principles of international law and the values of good neighborliness. The Saudi king stopped short of speaking about U.S. airstrikes on Syria. Political analyst Kaveh Afrasiabi has said the Arab League suffers from disunity and division among member states and is no longer an effective tool for pushing forward Arab interests.
It's unfortunate that the king missed an opportunity to criticize the unjustified Western assault on a fellow Arab nation, Syria, that was without any sound justification and based on false pretext. And so there was a sense of misplaced criticism on the part of the Saudis, whose crown prince was recently in Washington and other Western capitals, without raising a word of criticism about Israel or the U.S.'s decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem. And yet this Arab League summit of disunity, reflecting the considerable disunity and division among the members, was a political joke, basically, because the Arab League has long ceased to be an effective instrument for Arab unity and for pushing forward the Arab interests. And its inaction and counterproductive moves vis-a-vis Syria is only an indication of that. The Saudis need to rethink their very counterproductive approach and choose the path of moderation and good neighborly relations with Iran instead of fueling fire to the regional conflicts.